I don't know if it's me, but Fit Fam is in the mud. Fit Fam have mud the mud, because this past few days of Christmas, I have been eating non-stop chocolate. Chocolate. I've been taking drink soda. But me post fitness, but pretty long, none of it worked. Because this Christmas, no, I had premium enjoyment. Like, it was really nice to like be able to just eat meat and, you know, not think about tomorrow, just, you know, enjoy the moment and laugh with family, you know. It was really nice. So Fit Fam in the mud, size zero in the mud, size six in the mud, size 16 standing tall. Oh my god. Oh my god, okay. Hello guys, it's your girl Sarah. God caused me a lot of joy, and this is podcast with no name. That was wrong. Normally I'll cut it to start again, but I want to let you guys know that we make mistakes here, so I'll do it again so that you can see it. Hello guys, it's your girl Sarah. God caused me a lot of joy. I think you should too, because this is podcast with no name, and your favorite girl is here. How y'all doing, man? It's been a long, beautiful week that I think everybody enjoyed in the name of God. If you volunteered this year, this month, kudos to you. I think it's nice and great that you did. God bless you. Let's get down to business. But before I get down to business, this is actually, okay, let me just get down to business. I am going to be giving my review on Far From Home, a Nigerian Nigerian Netflix series that I am absolutely in love with. I'm sorry guys for the yawning. I'm actually like, I record at night because that's the best time to record, when there is no noise, because I live in a house where somebody's nodding banga, going in banga, somebody is opening the door, or, you know, downstairs or upstairs. So I don't get to like record in a space that is not sorry guys, I'm yawning again. I'm actually really sleepy, but we gonna do this one. Okay, this particular series is obviously something that they brought into Nigeria after giving us South Africa's Blood and Water, and they saw that it was a hit back to back. That is 1, 2, 3 other seasons, and we loved it. So Nigerian thought, okay, let's do our own. Scriptwriters wrote, and we have Far From Home. It's about well, let's shall be going. If you've not watched it, this is a disclaimer, off your phone. Don't have this episode, but you can watch it, sure. And if you've watched it, for my guys, you enjoyed it, right? If you did not, I actually want to know in the comment section, which I will be giving you, I'll be giving the social media, and do to tell me that in the comment section. Just listen to the end. Okay, so if you've not watched, let me just give you like a little brief. There's this really big like school, just like what school is big in Lagos, Steph? Oh, you know the schools that are being in Lagos. I can't really relate. Not again. I'm so sorry, guys. I am so sorry for yawning. Please forgive me for that part again. I'll be yawning a lot. I hope I will not be yawning a lot, but I know I'll be yawning a lot because I'm actually kind of like, I already said I'm tired, but yeah. Okay, so it's a big school, you know, in the city of Lagos, obviously. And there's this boy, an artist, a really like talented one at that. I am not summarizing it. Maybe I should summarize it. No, I'm not. I just feel like if I should summarize it for some of you, you would not watch it again. I really want you to watch the movie, because the series, because I feel like no matter how you summarize something for some people, for people, if you don't watch it, you cannot understand it. Do you get? So I have a lot. This time I actually wrote, I have a lot to talk about. First of all, the main character is Ishaya Bello, really nice name. Ishaya is seen as a very determined, ambitious person, and I love that. I love ambitious. That's what Lagos is about, hustling, you know. But okay, so what was the first thing that like caught my attention was actually Ishaya's artwork. They were really nice. I love the friendship, showed us his sister Rahila. The thing I loved about this series is the new faces, the mix of new faces and A-listed actors and actresses that are well known in the industry. I'll give it to them that they did deliver on the acting, like the casting part. I really love the fact the way they did the casting. Now the main characters are Ishaya Bello, and then in the Wilma Academy, the main character is Carmen Carmen is, I think she's way older because I've seen her in like YouTube movies, maybe films that Nigerians do, and she's not doing maybe Uncle Baby or this thing. I'm so sorry, guys. She's most times doing what series? Not series, like wife, mother, younger sister of a big, but like it's not like seen her in a teenage movie. Do you guys get? So seeing Carmen in a teenage movie is like, I don't know her real name, and I just wasn't interested in checking, but maybe next time I'll be checking for you guys. Sorry. So yes, it was, I was kind of surprised, but she embodied her role well, and she didn't, she not embodied it too much, but she delivered. Sorry guys, she did deliver. So I would say that yes, on our end, the casting was good. Okay, so another thing that, so there are certain things I want to talk about, like major things. Just a minute. The first one is friendship. Mm-hmm. The idea of friendship was well described, and you know, the good friends, the bad friends, because Ishaya had the privilege of having good friends. Friends like Michael, friends like Frank, and friends like Zina. Sorry, guys. He also had the... he had a girlfriend, that is Adufe, an ex-girl who became an ex. And he has a sister, Rahila. Then his mom was... Funke Akindele, which is really like beautiful. I like the fact that Funke Akindele was not doing that. It was just really calm role. Like she just gave this role, like the role of who she, like the role that she took for this particular series was not noisy, but then it just gave this usual Isaleko mother. I don't know if you get, like, I just felt like this was different from the usual Funke Akindele, but she embodied it, and it just shows how much she's obviously a good actress. And yeah, I really love that. Yeah, just putting it out there. So friendship, on the basis of friendship, I love that. Then for the Wilma Academy, I love the fact that what's the name, Zina and Frank were good friends to him, and they kind of like formed the community with the major people in Wilma. That's like what's their name, said I'm trying to remember. I'm on Reggie and Kosha. You guys, I'm so sorry. Like, I have to practically take water so that I cut down on the yawns and yawning and every other thing. Sha. Okay, so that's on friendship. For me, I don't really have much to say, but it was like there was the act of friendship, and I really loved the way they showed us that friendship was good, and then friendship was bad. Well, not in a bad sense. Friendship was not like okay at that moment. And then family. Okay, for family, the first thing I'm talking about was the first part of family, that piece I loved at first was when they showed Raila and I know, like Ishaya with his family and his girlfriend and his friends. It was just really beautiful. And the next thing that annoyed me was the next thing I saw was I think the parents, Funke Akindele, sorry, is Ishaya's mom and sister taking Ishaya's money that he had saved up to go for a scholarship that he got to join a fellowship. Like, I feel like that is wickedness. Like, you cannot tell me otherwise. There are levels to this thing. You can't take your child's money saying that you need to treat his without his permission. He literally told, like, the way the one was like, is wicked. I'm like, nah, he's not. You are the heartless one. At least let him know. You now took the Like, even ask that, okay, how much are we owing the, what's the name, how much are we owing the hospital? He could have dropped that money at the end, but you depriving him of that opportunity, access to consent to, you just took his money and then you're saying it's wicked that there was money. May everybody come on, they walk. I'm not saying that what he did was not kind of like selfish. There was it's two sides to the coin. The side of the mother, I understand that, okay, we needed this money urgently and all. Ishaya knew he was going to, he was saving up for a reason. It's not as if he wants to enjoy life himself. It's not as if he was playing all three. He's saving up because he wants a bright future, not just for himself. Because he knows that when he gets a bright future, you also get a bright future. But taking his money is like way unknown, guys. That was like wicked. I feel like it was just like I don't know. It was just kind of like wicked to me. Because I was like, you could have just stealed. And then right now, God, I hate siblings like that. I hate. You took his money. God. And then the audacity to say he's wicked. It's like outrageous. Like, it just shows the entitlement characters of most African Nigerian parents. They feel they're entitled to a lot, like just the way women feel, I be girls, or I don't know if I'll call them women actually. They feel they're entitled to men's money. I feel like it's just like, you're not, it's not, we're not talking about that again. Okay, but then family again. Family, I'll say this person actually gave this person's parents, like, just give up. The Wilma children, most of them, their family just gave off the rich and burgers and bougie. Ugh. I was just really like, so typical. It was giving me this American high school vibe, sha. I'm not going to lie. I got most of that vibe, but it's cool. It gave me the American vibe. And actually, too much of the American vibe. I mean, when he first got to the school, he dished Atlas. That's the boyfriend of Carmen. This damn one, like, what was doing people? But then he met Frank, he met Zina. It was giving typical, but then I loved it. I'm gonna talk about somebody. I know you guys are going to, I know some of you that have watched, you'll be so excited about this person. Reggie. I feel like Reggie is the cool kind of kid, like, he's the cool kid everybody should use as an example of a cool kid. Do you get? Should get? Like, he's a cool kid, like. Is cool. I say no to drugs. Say absolute no to drugs. But the boy is cool. It's giving this Gen Z. It's kind of person I'll say is Alte. Please take your bait, by the way. Alte, or whatever they call themselves. But I just like his vibe. It was a cool person and blah blah blah. I really liked it. It was just so cool. It didn't happen for me. It was like, see, this life is not hard. Stop making it hard. And that reminds me of Denrelly. I've met stupid people in different things. Like, it was giving me Nickelodeon, what's the name? What's this boy's name from Game Shakers? It was not giving me that vibe. His vibe was just like, how can you be so stupid? Like, you are just stupid. It's not like insults to people. It was so stupid. Like, are you kidding me? I'm not talking about the being honest part where he said he was not going to take the answers. Please, as Christians, as children of God, as believers, what he did was actually good, and I really encourage that. But apart from that, other things, excusez moi, stop doing that. Then I just feel like, also, I feel like I'd be so giddy if I was actually that. So I'm like, stop. Stop being so stupid. Have sense. Stop letting people walk over you. But yeah, generally it was the rich suffering boy that I don't know. It was just for someone who is rich, I'm disappointed though. Cause I know rich people have pride. So not all rich people, but then just kind of like disappointed. But yeah, that's it. Another thing I also like felt was typical was Adesua. Adesua giving off the, see, I'm saying cockroach, but me, I cannot run. Good, thank you for going on that. Great, sorry guys, I am very, very sorry for that. Am I? I saw cockroaches, you get it, of course. Anyways, I was talking about Adesua, right? So Adesua was giving off the typical art teacher. I love that vibe. She wasn't really moved by the school's palaver and what not. She was just a really cool person, was interested in people's talent, wanted to teach. And that's all, and she's fine. Adesua told me Wellington is fine. You guys know that. So yes, I love that vibe throughout the movie. So blah 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 blah. Okay, another person that I know that I felt was like a lot, not a lot, but was Nene, Nena, and Atlas. I'm like, Kiwani, different shit, because I just feel like Nena was just very stupid, like very stupid. And we have so many of these people like out there in schools, in public, like you're like, how can you stoop to do, like, when is it sure for Biri? I'm like, exactly. So that aside, now I want to talk about, okay, I'm not talking about Rambo and government. Those two people gave me, I feel like their brotherhood wasn't strong for a drug lord and all. Their brotherhood wasn't strong. I mean, a woman could penetrate into their mess that easily, was it's a lot. Like, but then I blame Rambo. Rambo is just like, you know, all these lions that they just back, or dogs that can back but cannot actually in all sense bite, just have mouth. Come on, the one about Parushi. No, bring no look back more than. I'm sorry for saying that, but I just feel like, oh, please. Then I have two other things, two major things I want to talk about. My favorite scene and one particular theme. Is it theme or major, like, topic? I don't know the word. I just keep, English is hard, please, people. Two things I actually want to talk about. So, my favorite scenes, first of all, was Ishaya insulting Nena. Ah, God, that scene was beautiful. I remember the part where he said, where she said, he loves me. And he was like, please get this my father. God, God. I feel like Ishaya had so much saka. He gave off the usual Isaleko boy, like, me and your daddy, you like, I don't give two shit. Not gonna say it. I don't care. Like, look, boy, the Yoruba, the, you know, infusion of Yoruba into the, like, every sentence, like, oh my, speaking is not me saying, oh my, I just really liked it. I loved the vibe. So when then I was like, Sherry, oh my, tired. Don't move near me. Move back. I like the insult, like, not like I said the insult. I like the way the shears came in. It was just typical. It's just typical Yoruba. I loved it. I really liked it. Another scene I liked was, a Ijoba meeting at this one. So now I'm not giving these scenes in like a direct order, I'm just giving anyhow. Ijoba meeting at this. So I like that government. I really like the fact that it just sounds like it just calm. It's like, okay, hi, Damsel. There was just this unspoken attraction that did not obviously develop, but I liked it. I really did like it. Then I like the PTA scene. God, I laughed because how? And now I see when Nena gets the crazy thing. I'm like, we incorporate Jesus, and he was like Muslim. And it was even Frank's mommy saying traditionalist. I'm like, when did we get to traditionalist? 80s next. And but I really liked that part. It was just really funny, and I really liked the scene. Then, this is my favorite scene. Just to be precise, me, I like love scene. Mushi, I like it. See, you can't even tell me. I like seeing. I love the concept of love. I love it. Like, it just makes me happy, giddy. I love seeing people get engaged. I love seeing people get random gifts. I just love the idea. Like, getting married. I love it. Me, I like weddings too. As far as I'm not being fast, baby. But yeah, I really love the entire thing. So Reggie and Zina, I like that it made Zina, it took Zina's like attention off. Sorry guys, don't listen to the banger, listen to me, focus on me. Okay, so I like the fact that it took her mind off it. Like, it was like, give up the vibe of, I'm not gonna ask you out. And then she's like, oh my god, she's not gonna ask me out. And then it's like, oh my god. And I love the song. Perfect music. Hello, I did video here. Take kudos. I really loved it. The flowers. Oh my god. I feel so excited. Like, when I was watching, I was like, oh my god, this is so cute. You guys, I'm so sorry, but I get so mushy whenever I see Season of the Dead. And now remembering, I'm just like, okay, I see you, Reggie, the Instagram looking cool boy, you know it. But yeah, I really love that. And then okay, now the second part, the one of the most important part, is the question, is Ishaya selfish? I think people, I don't think Ishaya is, okay, Ishaya is selfish and he's not selfish. Yes, he's selfish because he, like, someone, I think, I don't know who said that thing. I don't know, I was reading a book, or I was watching, like, this, I can't remember, probably a TED Talk or something. And someone said that, you have to be selfish for your dreams. Exactly. Now, that quote goes two ways too. But me, right? Me, they love it. But I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I feel like Ishaya was caught up in two ways. He wanted to he saw his father like not do anything, so he wanted to do what his father could not do, probably and probably not, but then it was selfish. He wanted to just get it. He had dreamt about it. See, that was the difference between him and his sister. Rahila was not selfish to go to, she was not selfish enough, and she was not that determined enough to go to that school. Because if she wanted to go to that school, she could have actually started asking her brother, how can I get money? I don't know if you get it, it might not be enough for them to go. Do you understand? But at least make an attempt. Do you get my point? She did not. Rahila is not someone who I find focused or determined about something. She has brains, but come on, sweetheart. If you really want to go to that school, you could have found another means to go in. The same way your brother did. Okay, fine, he did his own in a legal way. But still, girl, if you wanted to go, you could have gone. Actually, the bad part is, if she still wanted to go to that school, she could have talked to. Okay, no, she could not have talked to. But yeah. Yeah, Ishaya is selfish in that part. Ishaya is not selfish in one part. But before I go to the part where Ishaya is not selfish, I want to talk about the fact that Ishaya's mom is selfish. Yes, she is selfish in so many ways. So many ways. First of all, because you lost the child. See, I understand what it means to lose your child. If it's that one, I can relate. But still at that, you ban your people, your child, your son's dream, your husband's dream. At the same time, you take your son's money. She's selfish, oh, you can't even tell me that. She's selfish. She was selfish. At different points, she was actually very selfish. And I feel like it's a loss. You are that selfish. You don't complain about yourself. You are calling yourself selfish, but calling it to black. So yeah, that's my part on that. And that person that actually, they should give her the crown of, my second name is selfish. Selfish, she's selfish. It's Adufe. I feel like Adufe was a very selfish person. If you're not saying she's not selfish, let me know in the comment section. But then, she is actually selfish. First of all, you left Ishaya. Okay, yes, you could have settled whatever you had with Ishaya, but you did not. Then, she didn't even see her prepared to pick. What did you get? She now picked Rambo. She now said that, and she said, I feel the part that made Adufe really selfish to me was her asking, what's the name? Ishaya to go and kidnap his friend. And then after Ishaya, I mean, you are dating somebody else. It's not as if you went to eat some. You now wanted to kidnap another person. And no. She was selfish. And she hid under the guise of, I'm helping you pay me back. I don't understand. I didn't get. Is that yes or so a plant in your own village? You saw and let it germinate. Who water first? But she was expecting. And I was even very shocked when she asked Rahila to ask Frank for money. Are you whining me? That's a lot. I understand we are Isaleku hustlers, but then that was a lot. I felt like she was really, really selfish. And the ending part, he sucked me. I do fair the stallion. I do fair girl. So now back to what's the name? Ishaya being selfish. I think Ishaya was actually not selfish too, because everything he did at the end of the day, it was not exactly for only him. It was for the family. Do you get? At every point in his life, he was making money. It was like he just kept cutting his friend. And I saw that Michael went through a lot for him, but it's not as if he didn't want to pay. The mind was they'll pay him at Wilma and he will pay his friend back. And it was, I mean, one for only 5,000. No, but I don't know money. You thought, but yeah, one like cutting the yacht of him. I saw how people in here, but then you guys get where I'm coming from. So yeah, that's about it on Far From Home Sham. I just feel like Ishaya was not, like I was saying, Ishaya is not actually selfish. He's not, no. Everything he did, absolutely. I feel like most of the things he did were actually for his family's good rather than his own good. But yeah, you guys know it. And then I like Brian's song that they played at the end. Okay, guys, that's about it for today. You know what time it is? It's time to go to the comment section on Instagram. Go to LUNAHAKINS Luna Akins, and on Twitter, go to LUNAHAKINS 25 Luna Akins 25, and you'll find me right there waiting for you. Now, that is not all we have going on. You can also check our other episodes, and if you want to re-listen to this on podcast, all podcast platforms, just go to your search and press podcast with no name without putting space, and you find us there. And you know what to do: subscribe, like, share to all your friends, preach the word, let everybody know, and most importantly, let me know your opinion. Let me hear what you guys have to say about Far From Home in the comment section. You know what time it is? It's time to say bye without exactly saying bye, because we're gonna meet very soon. Okay, guys, bye. See you guys later.